Last week, we ended with a question. Since Yeshaya is the Navi Shal Nechama, why does the Sefer begin and end with Teichecha? Perhaps we can answer that Tisha B'Av itself is called a Moed, a Yontav, in Eicha Perek Aleph Pasuk Tezvav. That is remarkable. On the one hand, it is a day of terrible sadness. But on the other hand, it also reflects a deep closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only someone who truly cares about another person will rebuke him and punish him in order to guide him back to the proper path. Comfort is precious, but comfort means far more when it comes from someone who truly cares. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins and ends with Teichecha. The Teichecha itself reveals his care and concern for us. And only because of that can the words of comfort in Yeshaya have their full power. This week's Haftorah is Achramois and Kedoshim. Achramois, Haloi Chivnei Chushim, and Kedoshim, which is called Hasishboit. There's a major machlokes regarding which Haftorah we read this week. The Haftorah of Parsha Kedoshim is actually very rare to read. In fact, it will likely not be read again for approximately another 15 years. We read the Haftorah of Hasishboit, of Kedoshim, only in a relatively uncommon case where Achramois and Kedoshim are read on separate weeks and neither week is displaced with a special Haftorah, such as Parshas HaChodesh or another special reading. The Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chof Hei Amid Aleph, states that Rabbi Elezer held that we do not read Haidah Es Yushalayim in Cheskel Perek Tes Zayin as a Haftorah. The Gemara relates that someone once read this section before Rabbi Elezer, and Rabbi Elezer responded sharply, "Before you investigate the abominations of Yerushalayim, go investigate the abominations of your own mother." They later examined his lineage and found a blemish in his yichas. We see from here that according to Rabbi Elezer, it is improper to read publicly a haftorah that focuses on the abominations of Yerushalayim. The Gemara, however, rules against Rabbi Elezer and permits these passages to be read. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zazal, in Igros Moshe Orechayim, Chelek Aleph, Simek Lamed Vav, writes that Rabbi Elezer's objection was not limited only to the specific Haftorah named in the Mishnah. Rather, it extends to all Haftorahs of that type. And a Sishboit of Kedoshim would be included among them. This year, it is a double Parsha. And normally the rule is that the Haftorah follows the second Parsha. However, the Ramah Paskins, like the Mordechai, in Simon Tov Chof Ches, Sif Ches, that we read the Haftorah of Achramois, even though ordinarily we would have expected to read the Haftorah of Kedoshim. The Levush in Simon Tov Tzadik Gimel explains that although both Haftorahs are similar, because both speak about the Aveir of Arias, the Haftorah of Haloi Chivnei Chushim fits Achramois better. Why? Because it compares us to Cush, the brother of Mitzrayim, a nation known for immorality, and it warns us about Gullus if we do not do tshuva, just as the Parsha itself warns. By contrast, Hasishboit fits Kedoshim better, because it focuses more on punishment after the Chet has already taken place. And since Haloi Chivnei Chushim also includes a message about the Gula that comes after Gullus, that is the Haftorah we prefer to read. However, the Levush asks a strong question. If we finish reading Kedoshim, why not simply read the Haftorah that belongs to Kedoshim? So he gives a different answer. He says there was a mistake in many of the older Chumashim, which printed Hasishboit for Achramois and Haloi Chivnei Chushim for Kedoshim. According to that, when the Mordechai said we read the Haftorah of Achramois, he actually meant Hasishboit. The Svaradim read a different section in Yecheskel altogether, which also deals with these Averas. But since most Kehillos follow the Ramah, we will focus on Haloi Chivnei Chushim. The Navi compares us to Cush. Rashi explains, just as a Cushi cannot change the color of his skin, as Yirmiyah says in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, so too Klal Yisrael cannot easily change their ways and improve. Targum Yonason, however, explains the phrase very differently. He translates it as children who are beloved. Similarly, the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Tes Zayin Omebez, explains that we are set apart from the other nations because of our beautiful deeds. The Chasam Sofer offers a striking explanation. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Dalet, Omer Aleph, says that Cush is 1/60th of the world. Now we know that ordinarily, Bittel is measured by Echad B'Shishim. But when someone is Choshev, there is no Bittel. Hashem is telling us, if you make yourselves into a nation of Chashivas, a people distinguished by Torah mitzvahs, then you will not be lost among the nations. But if not, then you can become Bittel among them. That's exactly what Rashi says at the end of Kedoshim. If you are different from them, then you are mine. But if not, then you belong to Nebuchadnezzar and his fellow kings. Hashem says, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Haloi, et Yisroel halisi be'eretz Mitzrayim, upilishtim mechaftar va'aram mekir. In other words, I guide all nations, but only you did I choose to be my people. Hashem is prepared to destroy the evil kingdom, the kingdom of Yisrael, under the rule of Yehu, but he will not destroy Beis Yaakov, meaning the kingdom of Yehuda. The Chidah explains beautifully that the Navi uses the term Beis Yaakov in the Haftarah because it is the schus of Rachel, the primary wife of Yaakov, that the kingdom of Yehuda was protected. The wicked will be destroyed, but those who do tshuva are compared to a stone in a sifter. It gets shaken and tossed, but does not fall through. At the time of the Gula, Hashem will rebuild the fallen Sukkos David. Bayomahu akam es Sukkos David hanefeles. This is the source of the phrase we say in Berachas Hamazon, Yakam lanu es Sukkos David hanefeles. The Radak explains that the king is called Sukkah because he protects the people the way a Sukkah gives shelter. The Ma'ari Kra, however, explains this refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Edom will be conquered and will enjoy the bracha of abundant food, just as the bracha of B'chukaisai promises that the harvest will continue until the next planting season, the Haftarah continues. Hashem will gather back all those in the Gullus, and there will be no more Gullus. And that leaves us with one final question. Although there are several passage choices for Haftarah this week, all of them focus on the Vera of Arias. There are many other topics in these Pashios that could have been chosen. So why is it specifically this sin that the Haftarah emphasizes? Have a wonderful Shabbos.